AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. In the morning in Paris, President Obama will join the leaders from 150 other nations at a conference on climate change. In a Facebook post as he flew to France, the president said he was optimistic about what can be achieved. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports on the mood in Paris.
With leaders of most of the world's countries here for the opening of the summit, security was always going to be tight, but it's even more so 2 weeks after the Paris terror attacks. Not just at the summit site at Le Bourget Airfield, but across Paris, thousands of troops and police are on patrol.
President Obama's first stop in Paris was at the French Concert Hall, where terrorists wrought so much horror 2 weeks earlier. He was with French President Hollande and the mayor of Paris, each adding a single rose to the collection of remembrances. Donald Trump has canceled a press conference in which his campaign said he would be endorsed by as many as 100 black evangelical religious leaders. Many of those invited to the event objected, but say they will still meet with him privately. Meanwhile, other GOP presidential candidates have been criticizing Trump.
There was Ohio Governor John Kasich on ABC this week.
I think he's very divisive, and I do not believe he will last.
Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush on CBS's Face the Nation.
If you listen to him talk, it's kind of scary, to be honest with you, because he's not a serious candidate.
And on Fox News Sunday, Carly Fiorina.
Apparently, Donald Trump only feels big when he's trying to make everyone else look small. Of course, in the end, he looks the smallest of all.
Trump appeared on Meet the Press, insisting once again he's seen videos of people celebrating in New Jersey on 9/11.
I saw it on television. I saw clips.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
A deadly storm that's caused flooding and coated parts of the southern plains in ice over the Thanksgiving weekend dumped more rain on swollen rivers in parts of North Texas and Arkansas on Sunday. This is AP Radio News. According to a law enforcement official, Robert Louis Deere told authorities, quote, no more baby parts after being arrested for Friday shooting at a Colorado Planned Parenthood clinic. Laker great Kobe Bryant has announced he'll retire at the end of the NBA season.
Bryant has been plagued by injuries in recent years and is struggling through the worst season of his storied 20-year career. He is averaging 15 points per game on a career-worst 31% shooting. A 17-time All-Star, Bryant helped Los Angeles win 5 NBA titles. He was the league MVP in 2008 and ranks third on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
Katniss and her crew dominated the box office once again.
Welcome to the 76 Hunger Games.
Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 held on to first place its second weekend in theaters, earning $51.6 million. It topped The Good Dinosaur and Creed, which both debuted Wednesday. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.